free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, July 27th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the race war that is developing, the anarchy that is spreading. Not only we're going to look at specifics in Seattle and Portland, we're also going to take a look at how it has spread across the country. What are we going to do about this? And as we look at the continuing collapse of the economy, and I do not think it's going to be a V-shaped recovery, you can just look at the insanity surrounding the mask, the fear, the paranoia, to understand that people are not going to go back to normal after this long psyop that has been run, especially if President Trump and the Republicans want to play along with this, wetting their finger and sticking it into the air. You can't get the economy back if we're going to do this. So we've got some good news in a very important area today, and we're going to talk about that. In California, some of the churches have had enough, and they are pushing back. And there's some big churches, and hopefully there'll be other churches that will follow through on this. And I've said from the very beginning, they're going to have to lead us out of this dark night of fear and lies that have come about, and the tyranny that has been imposed on this. So I think that's a very good step forward. There's also something really strange in terms of mystery packages from China, and they've shown up in a number of different ways. I've had some people sending me some clips about things that have happened, and now you've got departments of agriculture talking about seed packages that are being sent to individuals on an individual basis, and they're saying, don't open these things, certainly don't plant them. This may be something that's malicious. Very strange that this is happening, kind of at random. So we're going to take a look at that odd news. And we're also going to take a look at the race war. Is the real problem the race war? Or is the race war a symptom of the drug war? Why is it that conservatives and liberals don't want to address the root core of this issue? You know, we look at Brianna, who was killed. And that the emergency technician who was shot in her bed. And that is the source of a lot of these professional sports protests. Nobody is talking about the drug war and the no-knock raids, except for Rand Paul. He was talking about it a couple of months ago. But now this has been another log that has been thrown into the fire without talking about what the real cause of the problem is. And as we look at the approaches to this, as the violence gets worse and worse on a daily basis, we have individuals who are being shot and killed, some of them who are threatening people in cars. Some of the people in cars have been shot. We have violence conducted against the police. And so this is escalating, and we have to look at this and say, how are we going to respond to this? Are we going to respond in a way that is going to exacerbate this? Are we going to respond in a situation that further centralizes power into Washington? Because understand, conservatives, that all of this talk about how we have superior military force of the federal government and we can and will take your guns. Do you understand that if you accept the fact that the federal government has a right to go in and become law enforcement everywhere, that that is setting a very dangerous precedent, an even more dangerous precedent than the red flag gun laws that were set as a precedent by careless speech of President Trump. When we respond to this, and the federal government has a right way that they can respond to this, I'm not saying that they'd be passive about this, but they've got to walk a very fine line, or they're going to set up a very dangerous precedent that is going to be used against each and every one of us when the Democrats get control. And make no mistake about it, at some point in time, they are going to get control.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, July 27th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 133, 133 days that the government has held us hostage, and they are doing more to extend this every day, even as the death rates and the case fatality rates have been shown to be frauds. And even with their inflated figures, we see the numbers going down. The tyranny is going up. You know, I saw this story about a parasite linked to bagged salad, and it's infected over 600 people in 11 states. Think about that. 641 people in 11 states have now been infected with a parasite, Cyclospora. 37 of them were hospitalized. Now, I want to ask you, why is the CDC and Fauci not demanding that we close all the grocery stores? Why don't we have Governor Cuomo taking these 11 states, or Georgia, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, on and on? Why is Governor Cuomo not banning people traveling from those states into New York? Why do we not have the TSA, or Department of Homeland Security, rushing out and inspecting everybody's salad bags and refrigerators? When we talk about the response to this, I think that I've mentioned in the past, shark attacks. You know, that's something that really gets people going, shark attacks. That's scarier than parasites and bag salads that you can't see. And by the way, this is coming from, these are salads, just so that you know, and so that you look out for it. If it's in a state where you are, this is coming from the Fresh Express brand. And so this is something to be on the lookout for. But, you know, that's the way we should deal with this. You get specific about it. You say, we're going to look at the particular grocery store chains or this particular brand. Be on the lookout for this, and don't buy that until they get this problem solved. And this is something that's happened from time to time with businesses, and we handle it that way. We don't shut all the grocery stores, just like when you see a shark attack and how horrific that is. Even in California, the most recent shark attack, they closed the beach 2 miles either direction of the attack because it's done. Well, you know, this is not all sharks do this. But now this shark has done this. Maybe it's got a taste for humans. But they didn't close all the beaches on the California coast. They didn't close all the beaches on the West Coast. But if we were going to follow the rules of Fauci and the World Health Organization, Bill Gates and the CDC and Burks and the Trump administration, what we would do, just to be safe, because, you know, we got to have no cases of shark bites here. So we're going to shut everything on the West Coast, on the East Coast, on the Gulf of Mexico, shut it all down. No swimming. As a matter of fact, we need to go to freshwater lakes as well, because you never know. Sharknado. It's hurricane season, right? This is the insanity that we're faced with here. One of the articles that came out, and it was from AP, is it luck or genetics that an Italian island has been spared from the COVID outbreak? Or maybe is it just more evidence of a global lie? Maybe this island is small enough that that they haven't bought off officials and hospitals to tell people that it's a pandemic. This is an Italian scientist, Paola Muti, and she was stranded on a tiny island where people from the mainland who were sick with COVID-19 came ashore. So they had people who were sick who came there, but nobody on the island got sick. Imagine that. I mean, this is one of the most highly contagious diseases we have ever had. The most highly contagious flu or cold or, you know, which is what a coronavirus is, says Bill Gates, says Fauci. We've never had one this easily caught. And yet nobody on the island got it because it's a small island you've never heard of. Giglio Island, Italy, right? Nobody bothered to pay off any officials there. Is that what the deal is? So she looked at it, she says, you know, every time an ordinary childhood illness like scarlet fever or measles or chicken pox strikes, within a very few days, practically everybody gets sick on Giglio Island, said the doctor, who is the sole physician for around 40 years. And evidently, the WHO did not pay him off. There's no public health official. There's just one physician, a real doctor, who's been there for 40 years. He's not in on the globalist game. And so he said, scientist who was stranded there said, hey, in this full pandemic, with all the cases that came to this island, nobody is sick? Oh, so I'll do a study about this. Yeah, maybe we should study that. Maybe we should pay attention to the fact that Vietnam has its first local case in 100 days. And what are they doing? Well, they're going on full alert because of one case. I don't know how many millions of people there are in Vietnam. When I had a listener in Cambodia contact me and say, hey, look what they're doing here. And at the time, that was about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, they'd had about 140 cases, not a single fatality in Cambodia, but you had both the EU and China moving in with stimulus and strings attached. Here's a bunch of money to help you with your COVID crisis, and then we would like to know a little bit about you for our file. Can we get your picture? Can we get some other identifying information? Can we insert ourselves here in various other ways? And it was having consequences for the listener because he was a citizen from Belgium and living there with his wife and kids. Local wife and kids, and the local official was saying they're going to come after you. They're using this to identify everybody. And again, a country with 16.7 million people, not a single fatality. Same thing in Thailand over this weekend. My wife went into a store, and she was not wearing a mask, and she was able to navigate through it, and as she got to the checkout counter, the lady who waited on her was from Thailand, and they started talking about the fact that my wife was not wearing a mask. And the lady from Thailand said, it's really horrible. She said, the worst thing about it is when you fly, and flying from Thailand, she said, in Thailand, there are no cases. There's no mask regulations. Nothing is going on. But she said, when I go on the airplane, she says, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go home, commute back to get there because of all these regulations. She says, absolutely crazy here. So Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, I mean, all these places are right there next to China. How did that happen? How did that happen? There's a lot of traffic going back and forth between Vietnam and China. As a matter of fact, where we adopted my daughter, it was only about 100 miles from Saigon, the Chinese town that she was at. And all of our we had a lot of friends who were Vietnam veterans. They thought she was Vietnamese. I mean, could be. I don't know. I mean, but there's point being that there is a lot of commerce going back and people are going back and forth between Vietnam and China all the time. So how did that happen? How did they not get any of this highly contagious, deadly, mysterious disease there? Maybe there's another answer to all this. In Thailand, where there is no coronavirus regulations, no epidemic, certainly not a pandemic, because, you know, pandemic means it's an epidemic in every country of the world, right? I just gave you four where there's not any. In Thailand, these monkeys were once revered, and now they are taking over. They've gone wild. these monkeys who are kind of domesticated have now gone feral. And I think it is a perfect metaphor for our feral government. That's right. Just take out the D and you've got what these people are. They're a bunch of wild, out of control monkeys. They've gone feral. And I'm talking about the public health bureaucrats that are there. How do we get these people back in? You know, there's an article in the Washington Times, health bureaucrats have crippled America. They are the feral monkeys that are out of control. And how do we get them back in place? Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what's happening in California. And I think it is a hopeful move in the right direction. We have to begin. We have the moral, the legal, the constitutional basis for stopping this. We just have to have the will. Stay with us.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets when they're able to scoop up billions of people's data. They can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Where the hell did this water come from? Right?
Where did it come
from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'll just give you this introduction. In broad daylight, they watched a thief steal iced tea.
Oh.
Then a vandal brazenly attacked a motorcycle seat. One woman quit her place in line when a stalker crept up and threatened to bite her. Are we talking about lockdown America? Is this Portland? Is this Seattle? Well, yeah. worse than that. Worse than that. No. We're talking about lockdown Thailand. Even though there's not any cases there, even though they don't have mask regulations, you've got people frightened and off of the streets, and the monkeys, the feral monkeys, have taken over. Just like the feral monkeys in America have taken over, the health bureaucrats, those feral monkeys. You know, I thought when we elected President Trump that it was about lock her up, about ending the corruption and draining the swamp, or at least that an effort would be made. Instead, what we got, instead of locking her up, we had America locked down, and he stood by passively and has now joined in with it and pushing vaccines as part of a condition, as a parole for America. You know, you have a parole officer, these public health bureaucrats, and to let you out of house arrest, there's going to be conditions. And President Trump is preparing the conditions for you right now. Operation Warp Speed. I got to say, you know, just when my opinion of the government and politicians, I didn't think it could get any worse. I've watched this all of my life. I don't like government. I don't like politicians. I don't like political parties. A lot of people say that I am cynical, even black-pilled. And yet, I had higher hopes than what I've seen now. I've got to say, they never cease to surprise me or to disappoint me. The article from Zero Hedge, technocrats should observe the Hippocratic Oath. It said, they quoted Barry Weiss, who commented in her July 14th New York Times resignation letter, quote, truth isn't a process of collective discovery anymore. Truth instead is now an orthodoxy that is already known to an enlightened few whose job it is to inform everyone else. Do you understand that? We don't discover truth. We don't debate truth. Instead, truth is given to us from on high by people like Fauci and Birx and President Trump, who lets them do this. All of these people just tell us what it is. And you do not question them because they have all truth. They have science on their side. You do not debate them, just like you didn't debate them, not allowed to debate them when it came to climate change. You just step back and let them tell you what it is. There is some hope, however, not in government, not in politicians. We have some constitutional sheriffs who have stood up to this. We have some police departments who are saying we are not going to enforce unconstitutional mask regulations. And we have now some pastors who are starting to stand up. You know, a good example of this is a story I read last week about the French cathedral. And it caught fire. The cathedral did not have as much damage as Notre Dame did, but it had severe damage done to an ancient organ that was there, also stained glass that was there. They had three fires lit in three different areas, so the police immediately knew it was arson. Can't fool Inspector Clouseau. But there was a debate. Yeah, they said, well, you know, we got this Rwandan migrant, and it seems like he's the guy who did it. And then they said, no, it can't be him. You are xenophobic if you think it's a Rwandan migrant. Illegal alien who's got a beef on his shoulder because he did not get his papers or whatever. And then you had church officials who stood up for him and said, oh, no, I know him. He could never do this. And so even though the police had arrested him and held him for a short period of time, he was released. Essentially on the cognizance and the recommendation of the church officials who were there who vouched for him. It was misplaced compassion. It was also misplaced subjugation. And I think it is a metaphor for what has happened to the churches here. You know, foolishly looking to government to protect them, not understanding who the criminals in their midst are. I mean, people who operate in any walk of life, church officials, anyone, can be naive, can be fooled. And we have been fooled naively by these government officials. We have trusted them to take care, not of a church building, but of our society. And most importantly, to take care of our most precious possession, our God-given liberties, including our free exercise of religion. Because, folks, when we look at the First Amendment, every aspect of the First Amendment, it's just being burned, ripped to shreds, thrown to the ground in the last couple of months. And for a while before that, I mean, free speech and the free press, that was ripped up by corporations 2 years ago and continues to be vandalized by them on a regular basis. When we talk about the right to protest, that is now being destroyed by the violent mobs who are abusing that right, using that as a shield. And building up a resentment from conservatives who I think are foolishly ready to say, all right, any protesters just bang their heads against the ground right away. They're fed up with it. That's the wrong reaction to take. We have to be able to understand that the right to redress grievances, and of course, certainly it's not just conservatives, it's people like Whitmer, who even when people protested her unlawful, unconstitutional edicts, by showing up in cars with their windows up and honking their horns, oh, she vilified them while embracing the violence of these people. That they use the peaceful protest, quote unquote, as a cover for this. So we're in a very dangerous time because of the way this is being used. We have a lot of people who are saying, well, we just don't want to have that anymore. And, you know, we have a lot of people who are saying, well, we just don't want to have any meeting in public of anyone anymore. We're afraid because Fauci has told us to be afraid of this virus. And so we're just going to shut everything down. We're going to shut all businesses down. We're going to shut down schools. We're going to shut down transportation. We're going to shut down society, including churches. And so I think it's very important for churches to lead the way out of this. And finally, we had John MacArthur, a very famous nationally pastor in California. Finally, over the weekend, he said, we cannot and will not acquiesce to a government-imposed moratorium on our weekly congregational worship. He wrote a letter, and in it he said, history is full of painful reminders that government power is easily and frequently abused for evil purposes. Good, good. Politicians may manipulate statistics, and the media can cover up or camouflage inconvenient truths. So a discerning church cannot passively or automatically comply if government orders a shutdown of congregational meetings, even if the reason given is a concern for public health and safety. And I'm going to read you what he had to say. Finally, he got on board. Better late than never. I'm glad that he did this. We'll talk about how this position has evolved. We'll talk about how a right understanding of divisions of power was at the basis of our Constitution, and we need to understand that in the 10th Amendment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. That we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago, we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say, you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID. But, of course, it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars Store.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control. But people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual. And it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface. And now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you. And I know the power of prayer is real and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about the way out of this. And as I said before, I think it is local leadership, community leadership, and that's going to come from constitutional sheriffs. It's going to come from local church leaders. That's why I've had so many of them on to speak about this. And finally, we've had one large church that had acquiesced to all of this for the longest period of time. Very surprised to see that they did this. And I'm glad that they've now reversed. And so I want to talk briefly about what happened with this, because we also had a Supreme Court decision that came out over the weekend, a very big Supreme Court decision about the First Amendment. And again, the Supreme Court, as it so frequently does, is on the wrong side of the issue. And it just shows, I think, is another example of how democracy is fatal to a republic. Democracy is fatal to individual rights. And I say that because in the Supreme Court, we have a democracy, don't we? I mean, you know, just take a vote. And if 5 out of 9 judges say that you don't have those God-given rights that are specifically protected in the Constitution, then you don't have them anymore, right? They can just vote them away. And who voted the Supreme Court into power? Nobody. They took it. In violation of the Constitution and violation of the 10th Amendment, they took that power. And they've used that to rule every aspect of your life. And why is it that we are bowing down to this tyranny everywhere? And so I'm glad to see that as the Supreme Court is making the wrong decision, yet again, that people are standing up in opposition, peaceful civil disobedience, and laying out the reasons for this. This is very important. And this is why I say, this is why we have to have the pastors who are going to make the constitutional point for this, as well as the moral point for this, because understand that our rights come from God. That's why the pastors need to take the lead in this, just like they did in establishing America, to reestablish America, to make America free again. Then America will be great if we focus on freedom and if we focus on the freedoms that God gave us, which means that we're now focusing back on God. So as John MacArthur wrote in his letter, he says, we've seen many cases. History is full of painful reminders that government power is easily and frequently abused for evil purposes. Politicians may manipulate statistics, and media can cover up or camouflage truth. So a discerning church cannot passively or automatically comply if the government orders a shutdown of congregational meetings, even if the reason given is a concern for public health and safety. And then he gives his history in this, because we're now 133 days into this. And my response about this is better late than ever. But it's good that he's speaking out on this, because we need to have some leadership, and we're ready it's good that a large church now has jumped in on this, and not just small churches. Small churches were aware and awake of this from the very beginning. It's taking a while for the bigger churches to get there. Most of the bigger churches aren't going to do anything about it, because most of the bigger churches are a business. When the devastating lockdown began, it was supposed to be a short-term stopgap measure with a goal to flatten the curve, writes John MacArthur. To ensure that hospitals were not overwhelmed, and there were horrific projections of death. And in light of those factors, our pastors supported the measure by observing the guidelines that were issued for churches. So in other words, everybody was afraid of this. It was an unknown quality. We tried to cooperate. But we did not yield our spiritual authority to the secular government. We said from the very beginning that our voluntary compliance was subject to change if the restrictions dragged on beyond the stated goal, or if politicians unduly intruded into church affairs, or if health officials added restrictions that would attempt to undermine the church's mission. And it was 3 weeks ago, I think, that Newsom said, all right, well, you know, masks, social distancing, but even then, it's not safe for churches because you can't sing. You're not going to be allowed to sing. Even with a mask, even with social distancing, even with limits of occupancy that are ridiculously low. You can't sing. Oh, really? Okay. He says, we're now more than 20 weeks. That's right, 133 days. Now more than 20 weeks into the unrelieved restrictions, and it is apparent that those original projections of death were wrong. And the virus is nowhere near as dangerous as originally feared. And then this key thing out of his letter. Listen to this. Major public events that were planned for 2021 are already being canceled, signaling that officials are preparing to keep restrictions in place into next year and beyond. You understand that? He does. He understands this isn't going to go away, that this is the new normal. They've been telling us this for a very long time. Gates and Fauci have been saying this is the new normal. And finally, he gets it. Because liberties stolen, folks, are never returned. Power taken by government is never given up voluntarily. You have to take it back. Peacefully, hopefully, it can be taken back. But it's one of the reasons why I had Al Waddell on. I had read when Newsom stepped up the regulations again, before he put out the prohibitions on singing. He put out the prohibitions and said, all right, going to shut everything down again and shut down the churches. And some of the churches said, no, we're not going to do that. And they appealed. legally. They appealed for their God-given rights protected in the Constitution. They appealed to the judicial system. And I said at the time, why? Why would you appeal to the judicial system? They are not the final arbiters. You are. Your rights come from God. And they're spelled out and recognized. And there's prohibitions, clear prohibitions about what the government can do at every level. All of these officials swear to the federal constitution as well as their state constitution. There are clear prohibitions as to what they can do. You don't need to ask Supreme Court. Right? Again, going back to this letter. Bert Weiss, in her New York Times resignation, truth isn't a process of collective discovery anymore, but it's an orthodoxy already known to an enlightened few. You know, the Supreme Court, they know. You can't read the Constitution yourself, right? Because it's, what is it, written in a foreign language or something? By the way, that's why we need to have one language for the country, an official language, English. Because even though it's written in English, and even though pretty much everybody here now speaks English, at least as their second language, we're supposed to pretend that we can't understand what it says. And we've got to have the Supreme Court interpret it for us as if it was written in Latin or something, okay? It's not. It's not written in Russian or Latin or Esperanto. It's written in English. You can read it yourself. And if it's not clear enough, go back and look at the Declaration of Independence. But it's clear enough. And so, you know, when we look at this, from the very beginning of this, I thought that it was crazy to allow this to continue to go on. I thought as Newsom shut this down, I thought it was ridiculous for them to appeal to the federal court system. And immediately the federal court system, Newsom did it on a Friday, and they got together in an emergency session and said, that's right, we're going to go with Newsom and you can't have church service. Did it on Saturday so they could make sure that the prohibition was in effect. And then the churches backed down. And it was 2 months ago, I believe, that MacArthur, I didn't read who the letter came from, but I read you the letter. I said, there's a major church in California. And they said they're very disappointed in this court decision. They said, we understand now just exactly what MacArthur said. We now know that it's not being done to save lives. We also know that it's being enforced unequally. And we're going to talk about that Supreme Court decision. And the government is interfering in church affairs. But we're going to obey the government. And I said, what in the world is going on? Well, now he's turned, and that's a good thing. We're going to talk about that and what the Supreme Court said when we came back. Stay with us.
Many reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth, and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about the what I think is a hopeful development. One of the best-known pastors in America, and also very well-known for saying the government has absolute authority to tell you anything, has now switched. And I think that's a very helpful sign. John MacArthur, in a declaration this weekend, titled, Christ, Not Caesar, is the Head of the Church. And Al Waddell, who I've had on a couple of times, had him on Friday, as a matter of fact. I had him on because he contacted me after I played what I thought was an excellent take from John MacArthur about Black Lives Matter. Pointed out that, yes, Black Lives Matter, but these people are not only Marxists, but they're pushing a radical LGBT agenda to destroy the fabric of society and families, which is the fabric of society, and how Christians cannot ally themselves to a movement that is as much LGBT as it is Marxist, and is in a militant way, not even in a, you know, this is the way I want to live my life, let me live it. No. Demanding that you subjugate yourself to them. And so when this happened over the weekend, Al Waddell sent me a letter that he sent to MacArthur. They know each other briefly. He said, he quoted what MacArthur had said a couple of months ago, actually 3 months ago. He said, we know that in Romans 13, we are to be subject to all powers because they're ordained by God, and we are to honor the king, those who are in authority over you. We aren't rebels. We don't defy the government. We conform. We're submissive to the government ordained by God. So that was an easy call for us to shut down. What would have made the difference would have been if it was persecution of the church. And that is exactly what this is really about. And finally, he realizes this. And I think at the very beginning, you could have made the case, and he did make the case. We're trying to be cooperative. We were told by the health officials that we don't really know what this is. We're very concerned about it. So he said, in a spirit of cooperation, we did shut down. But a couple of months ago, it was pretty clear that wasn't the case. And even in his own, as they continued to submit, they said, well, we know that it's not dangerous. We know that the rules are not being equally enforced. And we know that they are coming after churches specifically. That's called persecution by any other name. It's called persecution. To say that we are a higher authority than God. And so that is something that finally MacArthur has addressed. And I think that's good. And I think it's a lesson for everybody. That's why I've had so many pastors on. We need to understand that so many people who are really bedrock, the silent majority, remain silent because they've been gaslighted by the government to become handmaids of tyrants. To say, well, it's the government. And yeah, we know that government is evil, but you still got to obey the evil government. That's not true. That is not true. You do not obey an evil government, even if it doesn't come after your church. You don't obey an evil government, period. You oppose evil. There are many powers that are ordained by God, and you are called to ordain evil. You could passively say, well, you know what? This is a guy who just came into the church. He's got a gun. He's picking off church members one by one. But, you know, God is sovereign, and he ordained that. I'm not going to do anything to interrupt that. Seriously? I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right? It's a little bit more obvious when you put it in those in that context. But anyway, he said, as Al Waddell sent to him, he says, that's right, you were submissive, you weren't rebels, you didn't defy, you conformed. That's what you said. He said, but here's a good part. Now you've corrected all that, and you've done it right with your declaration this weekend, 7/24. Except for being a tad off on not making a constitutional argument. He said, Paul did that on numerous occasions. So except for that, I'm with you. And here's what he says. If the 350,000 preachers in this country openly and notoriously took the same stand for a testimony against them, this seditious, treasonous, subversive, fake Fauci farce would be over. But there's more to this than signing something. This is different. It's going to be brought before the rulers and councils for jail, for beating, for loss of liberty, for loss of finances. This is what we're looking at, folks. And this is why, when you don't stand up to this, the longer it goes, the greater the cost to take back what you have lost. And so I agree with Al. It is necessary for the churches to stand up against this. That is going to be a major factor. If they don't, we're lost. They haven't stood up to the culture and its opposition to God, and now they have become the handmaids of tyranny for the most part. Passive, fearful, just like the rest of the population. But again, the good things that John MacArthur had to say about this. He said, insofar as government authorities do not attempt to assert ecclesiastical authority over issues that forbid our obedience to God's law, their authority is to be obeyed, whether we agree with their rulings or not. Well, okay. Again, this is where I have a difference. Because, as he goes on to talk about the separation of powers, and this is something that I think probably the person who laid it out the best was Abraham Kuyper. He was prime minister of the Netherlands, early part of the 20th century. And so he's prime minister, but he was also a pastor, teacher, preacher, whatever. And he talked about the different spheres of authority, which is basically the whole idea behind the Constitution. See, Americans understood human nature. They understood that men are evil. As James Madison said, if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. But because men are angels, we need to essentially watch those who are in government because they're not angels, right? So we need to have some control over them. And so they created different spheres of authority. We call it checks and balances, but it really is different spheres of authority within the federal government to keep too much power being concentrated into too few hands. And then they also divided that power between the federal government and the states and the people. The people? Do the people have any power? Why, yes, we do. We don't know about it, but we have a lot of power in the form of jury trials. If we get past this corruption of excessive charging and plea bargaining and that sort of thing, and if people would think for themselves, we have a great deal of power in the jury box. Not so much the ballot box, but it could be the ballot box if we had reforms with that. But the jury box is the most powerful thing that we have. And the cartridge box, the Second Amendment. But that whole idea, the separation of power between the federal, the states, and the people, and then within the federal government to separate into three different areas, that really comes from the Christian understanding of authority. As MacArthur writes, while civil government is invested with divine authority to rule the state, neither of those texts, nor any other, grants civil rulers jurisdictions over the church. The family, the state, the church, each of them is a sphere of authority with jurisdictional limits that must be respected. And so what is it that we do? When do we have the government interfere with the family? Well, that is something that happens when, let's take a situation, you have a father who's abusive, sexually or physically abusive, to people in the family. At that point, the government intercedes, breaks that line, that sphere of authority, that jurisdictional line, and intercedes in that family. Why? Because the person in authority is now acting in an evil manner. And so it really does matter whether or not the people in authority are acting evil. And that's the fundamental problem that I have with the interpretation of Romans 13 that ignores whether or not a government is acting in an evil manner. And if you ignore that they're acting in an evil manner, then you become assistants to that. You become complicit to that. And you actually, as we've seen in Nazi Germany, you actually facilitate it. He goes on to say, when any one of the three institutions exceeds the bounds of its jurisdiction, it is the duty of other institutions to curtail that overreach. And that's true, but I think that it's what he's missing is the point of evil. It is also necessary when they do evil. Are we, as Christians, not capable of discerning good from evil? To know when they have exceeded their authority? Therefore, when any government official issues orders regulating worship, such as bans on singing, caps on attendance, or prohibitions against gathering in services, he steps outside the legitimate bounds of his God-ordained authority as a civil official and arrogates to himself authority that God expressly grants only to the Lord Jesus Christ as sovereign over his kingdom. That's right. That's right. So he's got it right as far as that goes. And it's about time to take that back. All right, we got to go to break, folks. We still have our Christmas in July sale. It's going to end at the end of the month. We have free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% and more off of many of our most popular products. And this is what funds InfoWars, what keeps us independent. We don't sell vaccines. We don't sell big pharmaceutical companies. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. You pay for illegal aliens' health care, but you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, we got to make sense common again so we can make liberty common again. As a matter of fact, liberty needs to be our common objective. Anything other than that. And you very quickly get off course with government. And so I asked on Twitter, I said, which is more dangerous? Marxist mobs attacking statues and buildings, rioting in the streets, and we'll talk about that coming up. We'll talk about what happened in Seattle, in Portland, and other places across the country. What should the response be to that? But which is more dangerous? Marxist mobs attacking statues and buildings, or the U.S. government forbidding people the free exercise of religion and many other things, right? And the real issue here, and this is why I say we've got to be very careful about the way we proceed, certainly something needs to be done about this. And there are ways that the federal government could be involved because this is not something that is simply a local issue. These people are going across state lines. You've got funding coming from George Soros. If you really wanted to do something about this and end it, rather than using it as a wedge issue to win an election, President Trump, you would go after these interstate organizations, these multinational organizations, and you'd shut them down from the source rather than putting out the fires. You'd shut down this criminal organization. Instead, by going after it willy-nilly, we risk taking a very dangerous path and establishing and further centralizing the police force because we do not want to pay attention to the source of this. But yeah, let's talk about church versus state tyrants. Because see, the issue is this. When the government becomes tyrants and dictators, we have public health officials that are running rampant like a bunch of feral monkeys in Thailand, stealing everything in sight, intimidating, biting. We have to do something about that. And I think a good example of an out-of-control bureaucracy is the Supreme Court. Probably the supreme example of the abuse of bureaucratic power. The nine monkeys wearing black robes. John Roberts, again, sided with a majority in a 5-4 unsigned opinion. Strongly rebuked in three separate dissenting opinions from the court's more conservative justices. Samuel Alito wrote, "The Constitution guarantees the freedom of religion. It says nothing about the freedom to play craps or blackjack, or to feed tokens into a slot machine, or to engage in any other game of chance." So what is he talking about here? The fact that a church in Nevada, we just talked about what's happening in California, a church in Nevada said, wait a minute, you are putting more stringent rules on churches than you are on casinos. And they're absolutely right. And guess what? Five out of the Supreme Court judges don't care about that, right? There's nothing in the Constitution that protects your right to gamble. There is explicit prohibition of interfering in people's free exercise of religion. And Neil Gorsuch was on the right side of this. The four who were on the correct side were Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Alito, and Clarence Thomas. John Roberts joined with the anti-freedom, anti-constitution liberals, who hate churches, by the way. If you hadn't noticed, going back to the 1950s, you know, get God out of the school, get prayer out of the school, you know. Shut down the Pledge of Allegiance because it's God, under God we trust. Kill the babies. Destroy the family. We're going to change the definition of marriage. You know, those Supreme Court justices. Neil Gorsuch said, this is a simple case. Under the governor's edict, a 10-screen multiplex may host 500 moviegoers at a time. A casino, too, may cater to hundreds at once with perhaps six people huddled at each craps table here, and a similar number gathered around every roulette wheel there. Large numbers, close quarters are fine in such places, but churches, synagogues, mosques are banned from admitting more than 50 worshipers. No matter how large the building, no matter how distant the individuals, no matter how many wear face masks, no matter the precautions at all. The world we inhabit today with a pandemic upon us poses unusual challenges, but there is no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. We'll be right back.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
There is no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel, writes Neil Gorsuch. One of four judges, and only four, who said that Nevada could allow casinos and other businesses to open up while closing down churches, for example. Hundreds of people can go to movie theaters as long as they go to different screens. In a casino, you can have hundreds of people and they can be congregating around tables. Yeah, you can have no more than 50 people congregating around a roulette wheel, right? But in a church, no matter how big and no matter how many restrictions, social distancing and masks and all that, you can't have more than 50 people in a church. So how does that work? But it doesn't matter, because in a world in which your rights, your God-given rights, and the Constitution are judged by the votes, the democratic votes of nine people, five of them can suspend any of your God-given liberties that they want, as long as we allow judicial tyranny to reign. Again, they intrude themselves into areas for which the government does not have any authority, let alone the federal government. And they do it over and over again. And they arbitrarily ignore the clear writing of the Constitution. So, 5-4 decision. And I guess we're going to render under Caesar's Palace what Sheldon Adelson wants. You know, Sheldon Adelson, he's must not be loving this lockdown too much, because Sheldon Adelson was really big on making sure that online gambling was shut down. He wanted people to do it in person. Ain't working out too well for him right now. Of course, he doesn't own Caesar's Palace. He owns the Venetian and another one there, and he owns casinos in other countries and so forth. But a big supporter of President Trump, he pretty much got what he wanted in terms of Israel. The people who the American-Israeli PAC, probably the only people who are happy with Trump at this point. They got everything that they wanted. The rest of us, we got locked down, and we got the vaccine on the way. Las Vegas casinos, however, are still looking at a lot of trouble, even though they're being treated better than churches. That's right. They're making another round of brutal furloughs and layoffs, reports Zero Hedge. Casinos announced last week there'd be another round of furloughs and permanent layoffs. Three of the Strip's major properties, Wynn Resorts, Circus, Tropicana, all made announcements last week they'd be cutting more staff. Although we retained all of our people while we were closed, we now know how challenged business volumes in Las Vegas are. And they also are realizing, just like John MacArthur in the California church, realized this ain't going away. You realize that, of course, right? They're going to keep this locked down. They're going to squeeze out every last middle-class business, every small job. They are going to burn down this country for their political power and for a eugenicist agenda. And so this is not ending. It's going to be going into 2021. We'll be doing this, you know, 133 days, America held hostage. This is going to be hundreds of days if we don't stand up and do something about it. All we have to do is say we're not going to comply anymore with this. We have to do what John MacArthur did. We have to wake up and say, all right, we tried to cooperate with you. We all wanted to be cautious. There was some very concerning stuff coming out of China. I said at the beginning, and I had a lot of people who were tweeting to me, emailing me, texting me, saying, yeah, you're wrong about this. This is the worst thing we've ever seen. I said, well, we don't know for sure. We've had a lot of troubling information. And I've been concerned about this, talking about it more than anybody I know, going back years, talking about gain-of-function research by the CDC and the NIH and so forth. But I said, regardless of how bad it is, if we shut down everything, it's only going to make it worse. And that's not the right approach. So I told one individual, I said, well, let's hope that the bioengineering by China and by the federal government is not as effective or as thorough as their social engineering, because the social engineering and what China did to model for everybody else and said, oh, we got a virus here. Okay, we're going to shut down everything. And you should do this as well. And then the globalists and the global corporate media told everybody, that's exactly, we all got to act like China. We got to become China. We need to have social tracking and credit scores. And, you know, that was a bad thing in China, but now they're in a better position than we are because they can track where everybody goes. So we can have contact tracing. We can take that system of surveillance and we can use it for contact tracing. No, the reality is that they're using the excuse of contact tracing to impose the Chinese system. And they have imposed the Chinese reaction on us, and they have now, through that Chinese reaction, they're imposing the Chinese system. That is the real false flag, folks. I tell you, it's just absolutely amazing. I tweeted out today, I said, there was a meme that I saw about, remember that moment when you saw the second plane hit? We're at that moment right now. And I said, yeah, and you remember... when the third building went down that wasn't even hit by a plane? We're at that moment right now with the BBC reporter saying 20 minutes beforehand that Building 7 had already collapsed and it was still standing over her shoulder. We're at the point where you need to understand that this is a plan. It is a plandemic. This is a false flag, and it's bigger than 9/11. And the majority of people, even though it is clearly a lie, even though it is clearly planned, the majority of people are going to go along with it like they've gone along with the 9/11 narrative. But we have to stand up and do something about this, even though the White House is going to go along with that, knowing that it is fake. President Trump knows it was fake. He said it that day. Well, I don't know. I watched a lot of buildings go down. It looks like a controlled demolition. And that's a pretty strong, that's the strongest building I've ever seen. And it took a hit in the foundation. You know, 10 years ago, and it didn't go down. Why is it going down now? We need to look at that. Now deafening silence about that. Let me tell you something. Two planes didn't take down three buildings, and this virus is not taking down our global society. It's the people that are running, the globalists who are running this, and it's our own government that's doing this. It's not a virus. It's not airplanes, and it's not terrorists in Afghanistan, and they're going to pick a fight with China or Iran, just like they picked a fight with Afghanistan, claiming that it was men in caves who took down 9/11. They're going to use that. I mean, I'm not saying that the Taliban were good guys. What have we done in 20 years? Well, we've upped the production of heroin and opioids in 20 years. We've made sure that Afghanistan is the number one producer of that. And we have managed to sacrifice the lives of a lot of American soldiers in an unwinnable war that we're now obviously losing. And they will use the Chinese, and Chinese are evil, no doubt about it. And we're going to talk about some strange things that are being done by China coming up here in a moment. But they're going to use that because a bigger war is always a great distraction And it is something that gets everybody to rally around the politicians, doesn't it? Right? So we can have a war with China, or we can have a war on our own streets. I just hope we don't get fooled again. Anyway, as you have the Supreme Court decision, the White House has weighed in on that. But, of course, they won't do anything to stop the lockdown. They'll opine, they'll tweet, they'll put out press releases, but they will continue the lockdown and continue to model the mask for us. That's exactly. President Trump has now become a model for the lockdown. You like my mask? Does it look good? How's that camera angle? Is that looking good? In a strongly worded dissent accompanied by Clarence Thomas and Brett Kavanaugh, Sam Alito wrote, "It is no surprise that Nevada would discriminate in favor of the powerful gaming industry and its employees, but we have a duty to defend the Constitution. Even a public health emergency does not absolve us of that responsibility." Let me explain to you, though, that the Constitution is not going to be successfully defended by Supreme Court justices. It's going to have to be successfully defended by you in your communities. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from?
Infowarsstore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, Infowars.com, Paul Watson site summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public.
That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's talk about the violence on the streets, Seattle, Portland, and the rest of the country as the anarchy is spreading. And it's not just in America, of course. It is spreading in other areas. It was amusing. Somebody sent me a video done by a guy in Scotland. Did you know Scotland has a problem with racism in the police force there? Of course, these Marxists have torn down statues, Robert the Bruce and other Scottish figures who never owned slaves. But, you know, of course, that's the narrative. But it's interesting to see. We'll take a look first at Seattle, then we'll get to Portland. In Seattle, a radio host there had previously mocked President Trump. His name was Paul Gallant. He mocked President Trump last month by denying that the riots were violent. And then he got hoisted by his own petard. You know, I used to think that phrase was talking about somebody being hoisted by a petard. I thought that's probably some kind of archaic rigging on a wooden sailing ship or something. You know, you get caught up in the rigging and you get hoisted up by the petard. No, actually, a petard is a bomb. You get blown up by your own bomb. That's what they mean by hoisted. You get thrown up into the air by your own bomb going off. And that's basically what happened with this guy. They not only wrecked his apartment building, but they had to evacuate it because they thought that there were petards or explosives inside the building below, the police did, because these people have been using explosives against the police. So he's literally hoisted out of his apartment by some suspected petards. says about a month ago, he said, walked through last night out of curiosity, and I saw no burning, no pillaging or death. In response to President Trump's tweet, calling out the violent leftists, he says, chill out, dog, the AWG. He said to President Trump, he told President Trump, chill out, dog. Last night, Gallant had a sudden change of heart, writes the post-millennial, toward the peaceful protesters when he came home to his apartment complex and it was vandalized. Vandalized. I've done been vandalized. Yeah, he's been hit by the Goths, the Visigoths, and the Vandals. All of these are subsections of the Antifa, right? Anyway, he found the Starbucks underneath had been broken into, graffiti plastered on the storefront. He had an apartment above the Starbucks. Cops told residents to stay away in case there were explosives inside. And then he goes to this point. He says, I feel like I need to buy a firearm. Watch out. And now we've got... Now, this is getting really dangerous because now we've got liberal radio hosts are going to go out and get firearms for the first time. Do you think he'll take a class? Probably not. Do you think he'll go to one of these firearm practice ranges so he can learn how to use? No, no, probably not. No, no, no. He'll just have it. I feel like I need to buy a firearm because clearly this is going to keep happening. Enough is enough. That's right. And it wasn't just there. Antifa terrorists randomly attacked business owners and employees in Seattle. They torched buildings. They, people like this radio show host of Starbucks had to evacuate their homes. As 100%fedup.com puts it, Black Lives Matter is the furthest thing from their minds as Antifa terrorists use the unrest that started in Minneapolis by Marxist BLM activists as an excuse to fight business owners in Seattle. A business owner and his employer and his employees share how they were attacked by Antifa after the owner was accused of videotaping the terrorists while he was attempting to text someone. They were punched by the thugs in front of the restaurant where they work. And, of course, that's not the only thing that is happening. In Seattle, the police arrested 45 people after explosives were thrown at officers there. There he is. That's the business owner talking about what they did to him. And, of course, he's got his bandana on because, you know, that keeps you safe from COVID-19. Yeah, if I have to, if I absolutely, positively have got to go in somewhere, I'm not getting one of these masks that go under your chin. I'm going to get me a real bandit bandana. Go full bandit. Anyway, Fox 10 reports up to 1,000 protesters gathered about 2 p.m. Saturday for a peaceful march. This is a peaceful march in solidarity with the violent demonstrations in Portland. How's that for an oxymoron? Yeah, we're in solidarity with the violence, but this is peaceful. This is peaceful. And, of course, it is a beard, and we've shown you the documents where they say, well, we're going to use the peaceful marches as a shield. And police reported multiple explosions in the area, multiple fires, including one inside the East Precinct, where rioters breached a security fence to vandalize the building. Police are investigating, quote, possible explosive damage, unquote, to the walls of the East Precinct Police Department and more explosives being thrown at police. Speaking to the New York Times, the mayor of Seattle, Mayor Jenny Durkan, said she spoke with the acting Homeland Security Secretary, Chad Wolf, who told her federal government would not be sending additional officers before communicating with municipal leaders. Well, is she starting to get concerned? Is she starting to ask for help? So that's the thing. If they ask for help, that's a different thing than sending in help without it being asked for. And again, as I said, the federal government, if they want to assert jurisdiction, all they need to do is look at these people who are crossing state lines. I mean, what's the point of having a complete police state of surveillance of everybody if you don't use it? And see, that's just the point. The surveillance state will never be used to protect you. It will never be used to protect you. As William Binney said, hey, they've got all of Hillary Clinton's emails. They've got everybody's emails. They could expose this. I mean, it's one of the issues of William Binney, who was global technical head for the NSA for decades. It's one of the things that he was talking about, how corrupt this was. This is a coup attempt by the people inside, and we should be very concerned about it because they did a coup and are continuing to do that coup. The coup was actually done decades ago, but it continues to escalate, right? Immediately with their creation, the CIA and the NSA began using the very primitive technology of telephones back in the 1950s and 60s to spy on people without warrants. And that's why you had the Church Committee hearing in the Senate and the Pike Committee hearing in Congress. And they found that the CIA was really not going to be subject to them. And the thing that got everybody distracted, everybody ignored the Pike Committee hearing and the arrogance of the NSA. People focused on the Church Committee hearings because you had the stuff about assassinations and heart attack guns and all that sort of thing. But the real issue of both of those was surveillance of citizens without search warrants. So they set up the FISA Act, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and the FISA Court. And how did they use that? They used that to do surveillance. Warrantless surveillance. All right, we're going to talk about Portland. We're going to talk about the anarchy spreading, and we're talking about self-defense. Gold is going crazy, and we'll talk about all this when we come back. Stay with us.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got got the idea from the Trump campaign, having a similar search media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Any reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown? The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our homeland, boys. Let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys. Call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree. It's a tall.
Okay, so what do the sons of, what is the appropriate response from the Sons of Liberty to the SOBs that are in Seattle and Portland? How do we deal with this? As we look at Seattle, we're going to go to Portland. Seattle police declared a riot Saturday. They did the same thing in Portland. The police there declared a riot in Seattle. Authorities said rocks, bottles, fireworks, and mortars were thrown at police officers as they attempted to clear the area. And one of the focuses of the attack in Seattle was a youth detention facility. Now, is this where these people just escaped from? Earlier this week, you had King County Executive Dow Constantine in response to longstanding demands by, listen to this, community activists. Community activists demanded that they eliminate all youth detention centers in the county by 2025. See, these people need to be out in the streets, not in a community detention center, said the communist activists, the community activists, that's right. And so they're upset about the fact that there was one that was being constructed, and they decided, these juvenile delinquents decided that they would attack it. Of course, they're a little bit older than the typical youth detention. Those are Antifa in training. But in Portland, you had, let's play a clip, a video clip number two of the Marxist marching down the street. Now, these people are marching with all of their Marxist stuff. And then they have a sign saying that, you know, those who are dying for freedom, they're not dying for freedom, folks. These people are willing to die to take away your freedom. And as evidence of that, let's play video clip number three, where they're talking about what their intention is. It's not just Seattle or Portland, but it's every town, everywhere, burned to the ground. Play that.
Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground. Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground.
Kind of dovetails nicely with Michael Bloomberg's slogan, every town, gun control. That's right. Every city, every town, going to burn it to the ground. And when push comes to shove, it's going to be your ability to defend yourself, you and your neighbors. It's not going to be the police. The police are not really even successfully defending their police departments in these towns, as you can see. As we'll talk about here coming up in Portland, what happened there. They're certainly not going to be there to defend you. We've seen this multiple times in L.A. You had Police Commissioner Gates, Daryl Gates in L.A., before the Rodney King riots. He was the guy who went in first and the heaviest on militarizing the police. You know, he got all those MRAPs. He developed the SWAT team stuff, or at least popularized it to a large degree. More so than anybody else. So he had this fully militarized police force of SWAT teams and everything else. Did he use that to protect people? No, no, no. They circled the wagons and protected their police departments. And so when these people come to your town, every city and every town, to burn it to the ground, it's really going to be up to you and your community, your neighbors, to protect your property. There isn't going to be any help on the line. You'll probably get a busy signal if you get anything at all from 9/11. Portland. Portland protests have no goal except violence and anarchy, writes Andy Ngo for the New York Post. And he would know because he's been there and he's been attacked over and over again. He said for 58 days, mass protests and riots have taken over parts of the city. Think about that. 58 days. It didn't take too long, did it, for the lockdown to spawn this second attack, you know, like the second plane hitting the buildings. Yeah, all of these are false flags. But 133 days we're on now for the lockdown and 58 days of protests and riots in Portland. Some streets and areas are literal no-go zones at night, either blocked by fires or teams of guards, as he puts it. Day after day, hundreds and even thousands take to the street and claim the territory as theirs. They cycle through a number of chants, like all cops are bastards and F the police and every city, every town burned to the ground, as you just heard. A large number of them participate in violent criminal acts, such as arson and assault, burn it to the ground. They've made it a game to lure law enforcement officers out of buildings so they can assault them with blinding lasers. And we've got some police officers now who have been blinded by these lasers. Blinding lasers, paint, rocks, and other weapons. Let me tell you, you know, rocks are as lethal as gunshots done the proper way. Anyway, besides the violence and anarchy, what exactly do they want? Writes Andy Ngo. He says, as witnessed in the former autonomous zone in Seattle, the far-left movement in Portland has no declared quote-unquote leaders. Social media is used to decide when and where to meet. All right, let's hold it right there. Social media. Now, didn't we have social media deplatform InfoWars and another 800 sites 2 months later? And the common thread of all of those sites that were taken out, they weren't all Trump supporters. The majority of them were. but not all of them. They opposed the military-industrial complex. They opposed the police state. They opposed the surveillance state, but they were taken down. And then social media somehow allows these people who are organizing their riots, and this has gone on now for nearly 2 months, 58 days, but no problem for Facebook and Twitter and these social media accounts to allow these people to continue to organize violent attacks. See, I hope you understand the lies that were sold to us to shut down your free speech and the free press, the free independent press. They don't want you talking about vaccines. They don't want you talking about excessive police brutality, even before they manufactured this race war. They don't want you questioning 5G. They're now moving to take down any anti-mask groups. But hey, if you want to organize riots in Portland for 58 days, go for it. That's fine. That's fine. No problem at all. I hope you understand that these technocratic elites are working with the military-industrial complex of your own government, Republican and Democrat, to burn down every city, every town. That is the objective of this. And these people, left and right, are in on it. In on it. And the technocrats are the ones at the very top. They're used as the, they're not the ones organizing this. It's being organized by the military-industrial complex and the intelligence agencies. But they are the cat's paw for all of this, the essential link in it. On Wednesday night, Mayor Ted Wheeler spoke at one of the protests. And they put out a sarcastic statement. Theodore, fancy seeing you here. These are our demands. And they demanded that he defund the Portland police by at least 50%. They free all protesters from jail, kick out federal law enforcement officers, and they also want Theodore to resign. There you go. Okay, so that's their reply. Now, the Portland NAACP chief wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post. And he says this is largely a white spectacle. He said, we've had 2 months of nightly protests. It's largely a white spectacle. Antifa, other left-wing activists have co-opted the Black Lives Matter movement. Well, actually, the Black Lives Matter movement was black LGBT Marxist funded by George Soros. So you need to get up to speed there. But of course, it's an op-ed piece written for the Washington Post. So don't expect that it's really going to get to the source of the issue here. But he did understand that it is not black people that they've now taken this over for their own Marxist agenda, even though it was started with some black radical feminists funded by George Soros. He said, unfortunately, spectacle is now the best way to describe Portland's protests. Vandalizing government buildings, hurtling projectiles at law enforcement to get attention. How do these actions stop police from killing black people? That's right. And how does that stop if we make this into a race war? Nobody wants to talk about the central problem, do they? We will talk about the problem when we come back. Stay with us.
As we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit that, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. This planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for,
because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson sites, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king. That is queen. That is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID. But, of course, it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars Store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What else is happening in Portland? Again, as I was talking about the NAACP chief in Portland, saying this is a spectacle. It has been co-opted and is largely a white spectacle. And again, even in this scenario, the Portland's NAACP chief makes it about race. Makes it about race. Doesn't make it about violence. Doesn't make it about the Marxism being hijacked. No, no, no. He is correct in pointing out that this isn't doing anything to help police violence, but neither is anything in the Black Lives Matter movement. They have ignored a common problem. And again, understand when people are using a bona fide problem as an excuse to have a political issue that they can use for political gain. And that's really what's going on here by the left, by the Democrats. If the black leaders really wanted to do something about excessive police force, they would join with white people. They would even lobby white people and say, this is your problem as well as mine. And yes, a higher percentage of black people are experiencing police brutality, but a greater number of white people, in terms of absolute numbers, are experiencing this. So you ought to work with us to do something about it. No, no, no. They want to use this to divide the country into different skin colors. It's part of the George Soros color revolution. They want to use this to create a civil war based on race. They don't want to solve the police brutality issue.
As a matter of fact, what he's truly missing is the fact that these Antifa left-wing activists are out there trying to provoke the police into overreacting. This has always been the case with the Marxists. They always hope that they can turn themselves in kind of a, they're not passive, but their aggression is the kind of thing that you typically see with passive aggressiveness. You know, usually that's kind of a verbal thing, and you're trying to antagonize somebody and get them to make the first hit. And then you go, oh, I got assault and battery, you know, you got him. And so what these people are doing, and they're not being passive about it either, they are engaging in violence, not just speech. And they're hoping that by continually rioting and committing arson and vandalism and violence in the streets, that they can provoke the government into suspending or revoking aspects of the Constitution. And they may be successful. And then you have the people on the left, like this Portland NAACP chief, who is, I say, this is just another example of white co-optation. There's just more examples of white evilness, right? Not about Soros or Marxism or any of that. Portland city officials order the feds to remove protective fence from the court building. Because, you know, as the rioters continue to attack the federal court building, and this whole debate develops as to whether or not they went through and abducted people off of the street or whether they were acting defensively. So then Portland comes in and says, we'll take down the barriers there that you've got to defend yourself. Mayor Ted Wheeler and Portland, Oregon officials have made it clear whose side they're on, and it's not the side of law and order, as a Gateway pundit summarizes it. We see the Portland Police Department declaring a riot again on Saturday night, just like the police department in Seattle did. After members of the crowd in Portland successfully tore down the fencing in front of the federal courthouse. So Wheeler said, take down that wall. We want to get to your courthouse. Mr. Gorbachev, take down, no, not that kind of a wall. This is a wall to protect them from the violent Marxists, and not to contain people who are trying to flee from Marxism. And so he calls on them to take it down, and when they don't, you have his surrogates actually tear it down. And the Portland police then declared a riot. Members of the crowd repeatedly launched fireworks over the fence where federal officers are stationed. After officers retreated back into the courthouse, multiple attempts were made to dismantle the fence. Electric saws, hammers, ropes were among the many items used to try to breach the perimeter. One group successfully tore it down just after 1 a.m. Sunday following hours of efforts. Officers responded immediately, and a lengthy standoff ensued between the federal officers and the crowd. The crowd seemed to be growing more organized by the day. Many members of the crowd brought makeshift shields and banded together to form a wall aimed at protecting them from crowd control munitions. And this is a report from the ground by Daily Caller reporters. Portland rioters also used metal spikes to target federal vehicles of the Customs and Border Patrol agents. Early this morning, metal spikes were used by criminals in Portland to puncture the tires of CBP vehicles, wrote Mark Morgan, the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Patrol. They're using, as I point out, saws, glass bottles, but they're also using these things as weapons, strobe lights. They're even using leaf blowers to reroute the tear gas fired by the federal agents. But the fire and the lasers that are being shined at their eyes are very serious issues. And then we look at now this is the Portland city officials and the Portland mayor were saying, take down that wall. We want to let the rioters destroy the federal courthouse building. And these people are basically under siege. Look at that. That's absolutely amazing. if you look at that video of what they're doing, as they're allowed to engage in that kind of destruction, they have the support of the mayor and of the city council and of the Oregon Attorney General, who goes to the very courthouse that has been attacked there. The far-left attorney general, as Gateway Pundit describes her, and certainly they're right, Ellen Rosenblum, sought a federal court order to protect her terrorist friends and prevent the feds from intervening in the continuous riotous acts that have been going on for 58 days in Portland. Her motion was denied by a judge in the very same courthouse that has been the subject of repeated vandalism and arson. So it's like you've got to go to the judge whose business, whose building has been under continuous attacks by vandals and arsonists. And so she tries to argue the case that nothing should be done. Now, it's interesting what the judge had to say. U.S. District Judge Michael Mosman. He said that Rosenblum had failed to provide sufficient evidence that such arrest had occurred in the streets of Portland, or that they were part of federal policy. And that's interesting because there's been a couple of video clips that purport to show people in camouflage kidnapping these rioters off the streets. They said, well, you haven't provided any evidence really of that, and you certainly haven't provided evidence that this is federal policy. And he said, in a typical case, alleging these types of constitutional harms, and it would be a constitutional harm. Look, if this is true, this is the wrong way to attack this. Because I've seen this movie before. I mean, we've seen what the Marxists have been able to provoke, the overreaction in places like Chile and Argentina. And when the Marxists come in, that's exactly what I was talking about in terms of the passive aggressiveness. They want to create an environment where the right wing overreacts and uses the military and creates a right wing dictatorship. And let me tell you, you don't want to live under a right wing dictatorship anymore. You want to live under a left wing dictatorship. When you look at Stalin versus Hitler, they came about it from different directions and with different justifications. One of them, hyper-nationalist. The other one, internationalist. One of them said, we're going to work with the companies until the final stage. That was Hitler. Stalin said, we're going to take the companies right away. That was a communist approach. And so they come at it from different directions. But there was no difference in the way they treated their people. You don't want to live under a right-wing dictatorship any more than a left-wing dictatorship. And what they were able to do in Chile and in Argentina was to provoke a conservative backlash to the extent that in Argentina, they would just grab these people off of the streets, throw them into a helicopter, fly them halfway to the Falkland Islands, and push them out the door. Now, as fed up as we are with these people and these terrorists, and as true, they need to be dealt with harshly, but we have to do it subject to the law. Because if we don't, the government then becomes a terrorist. And that's what happened in Argentina and Chile. And let me tell you, there's nothing worse than when the government becomes the monster that it seeks to destroy. When the government becomes a terrorist, then that is the worst possible scenario, right or left, whichever direction they came at it from. So as I've said before, these people are clearly violently pushing this, and that has to be stopped. All right, we're at the end of the hour again. Folks, I just want to remind you of the Christmas in July sale that we have. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like Brain Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Vaso Beet, Winter Sun, Vitamin D, all those. 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years, and if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict
large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
So what do we do about these people? I think a good example of this is the NFAC, the Not Effing Around Coalition. Now, these are this is a black militia, supposedly out of Atlanta. They first went to Stone Mountain just outside of Atlanta to protest that. And heavily armed, paramilitary, you know, all dressed in black, and, you know, they've got AR-15s and bulletproof vests and so forth. And these people decided that they would travel from Atlanta to Louisville, Kentucky, and 300 of them. And so you had about 50 people from the three percenters showed up also, heavily armed, and the police between the two different groups. Fortunately, nothing happened there. When they were left alone, the Not Effing Around Coalition, at least one of the members was effing around, and AR went off. I forget if he hit anybody or if he wounded anybody or just scared them. But yeah, they are effing around, and they are being funded by George Soros. He's the one who is funding Black Lives Matter, if not the Black NFAC. George Soros has pumped another $250 million into Black Lives Matter. And this is why I say, if the federal government wants to do something about this, this is Exhibit A. These 300 militia members, black militia members, going across state lines, going from Atlanta to Louisville, Kentucky. Now, do you think if there were 300 white militia members that got organized and went across the lines to intimidate people and to demand change in a town, political change in a town? What is the definition of terrorism? Using violence or the threat of violence for social or political change. This is terrorism, folks, quite frankly. I mean, these people are not defending themselves. They're not in their home. They're aggressively going to another state. And if you're going to do something, President Trump, get the federal troops out there and arrest these people or force them back to Atlanta. Because as long as they stay there, as one person predicted, and I think they're pretty much right. Headlines from Independent Sentinel say the Not Effing Around Coalition will burn Louisville, Kentucky down in 4 weeks if their demands are not met. One person in the group accidentally discharges weapon, injuring himself. That's it. And another individual. Oh, two for one. Got two birds with one shot. Both individuals have been taken away by EMS, one shot in the leg, the other shot in the hand. And so I guess they called the police and they called the emergency personnel to help them out in that emergency. But they want to burn down the place. The Grandmaster Jay gave a speech promising to burn down the city in 4 weeks. This is not even a supposition from people who are looking at them and how they're working. No, they're promising to do that. They're going to burn down the town if you don't arrest the officers who shot Breonna Taylor. And see, this is not a black thing. This is a war on drugs thing, the Breonna Taylor thing. This is a no-knock raid thing. And Rand Paul addressed this months ago. but they don't want to address the no-knock raids. They don't want to address the unconstitutional UN war on drugs that created the no-knock raids, the warrantless raids that took the life of Breonna Taylor. They don't want to fix the problem. They want to use the problem to achieve their goals. And that's what these people are doing. So again, President Trump wants to do something about it. The solution is right there. George Soros is funding these people. They're going across state lines. Now you do have jurisdiction under the Constitution to do something about this. I'm very concerned when he goes into places like Portland, where the mayor and the city council and the attorney general all want this to happen. I say, well, let that burn down, but stop this before they burn down Louisville, Kentucky. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. So we've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag, that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger libtards everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. Infowarsstore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. I was just talking about what is going on in Portland, where you have the mayor and you have city council demanding that the people at the federal building take down the walls that you got there to protect yourselves from the mobs, even as they're attacking them. And they didn't have to wait for the federal people to take it down. The mob did it themselves, using everything that they could grab and then attack the people inside. And then you have the Attorney General of Oregon going to a courthouse in Portland that had itself been under attack by the mob, set on fire, and asking the judge inside if he would slap down the federal government. He says, well, first of all, I don't see any evidence. You haven't presented any evidence that the federal government is actually doing this. And this is very unusual because usually people who have their civil rights violated are the ones who are bringing the charges, not somebody who is representative of the state. So why are you even here? In other words, you don't really even have standing on this. The people, if they were kidnapped, would be bringing this in. But you don't have any evidence that that is happening. You don't have any evidence that that is policy. And by the way, he said, this is already against the law. If what you say is true is happening, it's already against the law. What do you need me for, right? He doesn't write the law. And there are already laws on the books against that. That's why I say we've got to be careful what we do. And I've said from the very beginning that I think the best thing we could do is allow the people in Portland and in Oregon and in Seattle and in Washington, because it is the local as well as the state officials that have been elected by those people who want that to happen. And the people who don't want to have that happen need to get out if they can't organize something to overturn this government. But to burn our Constitution down in order to save these people, I'm not in favor of that at all. And we have to be careful how we react to it. Again, take a look at the NFAC coalition. 300 black militia go from Atlanta to Louisville, Kentucky, and threaten to burn the place down in 4 weeks if they don't bring me the officers who were responsible for shooting Breonna Taylor. And then while they're there effing around, they one guy shoots off a woman shoots off her gun and injures himself and somebody else. Yeah, literally shooting themselves in the foot, but threatening people. And this is something where the federal government does have jurisdiction. You know, why are these people allowed to take an army into another town and threaten to burn it down? And the federal government does nothing about that? I mean, we're doing all of the wrong things. Passive inaction when the federal government has jurisdiction, clearly jurisdiction. And then in other areas, doing questionable things that make us wonder whether or not the government is going beyond the bounds of the Constitution. And then allowing, not only allowing George Soros to continue to pump money into Black Lives Matter, $220 million, as I've reported many times, but also the fact that George Soros organizations got $20 million out of this garbage welfare program that was created by Republicans and Democrats. So he gives $220 million to Black Lives Matter, in addition to what he's already given them. And he also gets $20 million of bailout money. Great. That's Washington for you. It matters how we do things. Here's an example. This story from Fox 9, and you see it at the top of the Drudge Report, because Drudge, having gone full left at this point, wants to do everything he can to demonize Trump. So these people show up to protest mask regulations at Walmart, and they show up with Nazi flags as masks, and the guy's got a Trump t-shirt on. Now, I think their message might have been that Walmart is acting like Nazis, and I support Trump and so forth. But that's not the way it looks in the optics. I mean, it's very easy for people to say, oh, look, Trump, Nazi, make that connection there. That's why I say you have to think about what you're doing here. The same way that President Trump needs to think about what he's doing, supporters need to do that. And so basically they threw them out. The woman argued that she wasn't a Nazi. She said she was wearing this as a protest against socialism in America. And see, that's exactly why these people. Now Drudge is using that and saying, see, the Trump people are Nazis. No, she said, no, I'm protesting the socialists because, you know, the Nazis were socialists. National Socialist Party, a nationalist socialist as opposed to the communists who are international socialist. Nevertheless, it is important the way we proceed with these things, and that is Exhibit A. Let me tell you the right way that you protest Walmart and their face mask regulations. This man, and I'll give you a video clip of this guy is talking about Walmart violating our fundamental issues. He's not waving a Nazi flag to make a point or doing anything. He's talking about the Declaration of Independence and our God-given rights, and he makes a great point. Video clip number one.
They cannot be changed, amended, or ignored. Laws are found on page one of the entirety of the U.S. Code, and you can find it over in the basement of the courthouse across the street. Page one, second sentence states, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why do I keep repeating this in this courtroom? Because it is a rock-solid foundation of U.S. law. It is the reason that the U.S. Constitution was written. In effect, in America, there are two broad classes of laws. Number one, the God-given unalienable rights. Number two, everything else. The key point is that God-given unalienable rights cannot be infringed in any way. Zero, zip, nada. Our life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness cannot be infringed. In fact, everyone in a similar position as you has sworn an oath to protect these rights. That is why we elected you to your positions. That is also why you, as a body, say a prayer before commencement of your proceedings so that you don't forget your Creator and the responsibilities He requires of you. Why do I say this over and over in relation to this mask order, edict, law, or whatever you want to call it? Because the mask order is a violation of our unalienable rights and also OSHA, which is unconstitutional laws, but OSHA requirements. The reason I'm mentioning this today is that wearing a mask reduces the oxygen concentration from the air we breathe, which is usually 20.9%, down to nominally 17.4%. OSHA requirements are that any time a workplace environment oxygen concentration drops below 19.5%, that environment is considered oxygen deficient hazardous atmosphere that can threaten life or health. Employers must warn employees, and I presume customers, of the oxygen deficient hazard and provide necessary personal protection equipment. In this case, that must include air supplying respirators, such as self-contained breathing apparatus. This is extremely important for companies like Walmart, whom I'm told has instituted mask wearing requirements for every customer. Since Walmart receives business licenses from elected bodies like you that are sworn to protect our God-given unalienable rights, how can those bodies allow Walmart to retain their licenses when they are violating OSHA requirements and our God-given unalienable rights? And I gave you, I gave the judge this OSHA thing. And
exactly right. Listen to the way that he did that. I'll just recap that in general. First, he starts out by talking about the Declaration of Independence and how that is the ground, the basis for all of our laws and everything that we do in this country. The right of self-government that depends on the fact, the established fact, that our rights are God-given. They are natural rights, which, by the way, Joe Biden really hates that. You know, he attacked Clarence Thomas on the basis of that. But he starts out with the Declaration of Independence. He goes to the Constitution, and then he uses their own rules against them. He says, look, OSHA, there's no constitutional authority for OSHA, but they have rules. And as part of a business license, and you hear locally as business officials, you should tell Walmart where they've enacted their mask regulations in areas where 65% of the places that they enacted it, their stores, there were no government regulations. He's pointing out there already are government regulations. Use their own rules against them, even if they're unconstitutional.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared. You know, the next time I saw him in a few months and say, man, you're right, this is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up, okay? It's real. It's real. It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. Just take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I just want to give you an overview of what's going on around the rest of the country. We've talked in detail about what happened in Seattle and Portland, how the local officials, as well as government officials there, are complicit and supporting of the violence, and how I believe that that needs to be changed locally. As I said last week, look, when I was growing up, it was legendary that New York was the crime center of the country. And it was a standing joke about how many people were violently attacked in New York. After a while, they got tired of it, and they did something about it. And now they're undoing that because they forgot about that. So now they've got de Blasio there, who's doing nothing at all about it and wants to go running as fast as he can in the opposite direction with absolutely no police. But the core as to what is happening now, it's gotten much worse because the federal government has militarized the police forces. They have militarized the way that the police interact with people because of the war on drugs. And this whole thing about Bwana Taylor there in Louisville, Kentucky, being shot, that is coming directly out of the drug war. But they don't want to fix the drug war. Instead, they want to use that to activate a race war. That's the reality of what is happening. And so what we see across the country, a night of unrest in Richmond, Virginia, ends with six arrests, property damage, and a truck set on fire. Demonstrators attack a federal building in L.A. in solidarity with Portland. You know, just like in Seattle, they said, well, we're here in solidarity with the violent riots in Portland. And then they get riot. They get violent as well. The same thing is happening in L.A. In solidarity, they get violent. They don't just march because it's the violence that they are in solidarity with. Four St. Louis police officers shot at. One was struck after a man opens fire with a sawed-off shotgun. In Austin, we had a situation which is still being investigated. You had a bunch of people marching down a street in a car that was there. Not sure if the car initiated this or if the car was attacked. There's a lot of pictures of the guy who was shot. Every time you see him in a picture, he's got an AR-15 with him. So not clear if these people surrounded the car, started to attack it, if the individual felt threatened, especially by the individual that was shot and killed. Again, pictures of him with an AR-15. But nevertheless, the motorist shot and killed the one individual and then drove off. In Denver, police have been ordered to withdraw before a pro-police rally is attacked, says the police union chief. So how about that? So they have a rally where people want to protest the protesters, a counter-protest rally, a peaceful rally in support of the police, and tell the police, you got to pull back. And then the people who are pro-police get attacked. That tells you pretty much everything that's going on, doesn't it? Warzone USA. Antifa riots plague U.S. cities, and this city declares a riot zone to allow for force. This is from blabber.buzz. It's been a violent, destructive weekend as protests around America turn into riots that wreak havoc across the country and so far have caused millions in damage to federal buildings. For the tour of violence, we began last night in Austin, Texas, where a man was shot. And then we go on as Breitbart catalogs it in Atlanta. We have vandals attacking a federal building housing the local office of Immigration and Customs. In Denver, we have rioters attacking a local courthouse and a driver drove through a crowd in Aurora, Colorado, injuring several people. In L.A., as I pointed out, they, in sympathy with the Portland rioters and Marxists, they attacked a building there. And the mayor reiterated his solidarity with the Marxists in Portland. In New York City, violent clashes with police. Oakland, California, demonstrations turned violent as rioters attacked police, smashed windows at federal buildings, and on and on. Portland and Seattle at the center of it again. Minneapolis violence is nearing annual records, and it's only July. So this is where we are, folks. And what do we do about this? Well, you know, they want to make this all about race. They don't want to fix this. This is a Marxist attack on it. When you look at where this is headed, Seattle police chief tells the businesses and the residents during the riots, good luck, you're on your own. And that's exactly what it's always going to be. It's always that. Again, going back to the L.A. police, Daryl Gates, the guy who went the furthest, the first, in terms of militarizing police, and he did nothing to stop the L.A. riots. And the same thing is being done by the local police in Seattle and in Portland. Seattle police chief warns the city that the cops are unable to protect property thanks to the city council barring crowd control tools. So they're not even going to try, evidently. Another armed protester pulls a gun on a motorist trapped by a mob of Black Lives Matter in Oregon. And again, the Texas situation, a car drives to a mob of protesters in Colorado, as I reported. Protester shoots fellow protesters while trying to shoot the driver. This is the gang that can't shoot straight. That's like the NFAC guy. They're not effing around. Well, I think they are effing around, shooting himself and another person. This is protester on protester violence in Aurora, Colorado. The car drives through the crowd. And again, that may be an act of aggression or it may be an act of self-defense and or fear that is happening there. So as Daily Caller points out, a contributor to it, Americans want a gun rights champion, but they have no one to turn to. I mean, who do we turn to? Who is going to stand up in principle for our right to defend ourselves? Are the Republicans going to do that? I mean, this is the dangerous part of this. If we take the bait, like Briar Fox, I was actually going to play that clip just to kind of PO Disney from Song of the South that they try to ban everywhere and embargo everywhere. Wonderful clip of Brer Rabbit as he's caught by Briar Fox. Whatever you do, don't throw me in that briar patch. He goes, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. He looks like he sees all the thorns. And so there you go. That's good, guys. That's quick. He throws him into the briar patch. And Briar Rabbit says, I was born in a briar patch, and he's just hopping around and running through it. No problem at all. That's the way he gets out. And that's exactly what the Marxists want to do to our country. They're saying, don't send those federal troops after me. Don't throw me in that briar patch. And again, there are many things that the federal troops could do. And if they aren't going to do anything about the NFAC, an army of 300 that goes out across state lines and threatens to burn down Louisville, Kentucky in 4 weeks. If the federal government won't do anything about that, then leave Seattle and Portland alone as well. I'm sure there are a lot of people who have gone across state lines in Seattle and Portland, and you could go after them as individuals. That's interstate crime. It's terrorism, interstate terrorism, using violence or the threat of violence to achieve political goals. That's the textbook definition of terrorism, and it is interstate crime, and that is federal jurisdiction. They have the ability to do something about that, and they should do something about that. Will they do something about that? Will they champion gun rights for us to protect ourselves? Yeah, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how Hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control. But people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual. And it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you. And I know the power of prayer is real and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are a lot of signs that people are really waking up to the New World Order and global government. But one of the biggest is privacy pouches. I've been selling these for more than 10 years. In the old days, they weren't 100% effective. Now they are. They're little bitty, lightweight Faraday cages that small phones and even large cell phones fit into very, very comfortably and then slip right into your pocket. And these things work great. That way, you're not tracked. You're not traced by government, by big corporations, by big tech, by hackers, by criminals. They're selling your data. They're using it against you. AI uses this to be able to predict the future, manipulate markets. It's critical that everyone stop going around with your cell phones being naked. Well, I got to tell you, normally we probably sold a couple hundred a month. We're selling upwards of 1,000 of these a day. Plus, we have a good unit, and it's also a good price. We have it in four different colors. It's the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. People are really waking up. I'm seeing it all over the news that folks are aware of this and are now using these. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at a couple of pieces of correspondence that I got from listeners. And of course, if you want to contact me with news tips or comments, best way to do that is to send email to protonmail.com. Protonmail.com. David Knight Show at protonmail. And this is coming. I'm not going to mention his name on air. I don't know if he wants that mentioned or not. But he has a great suggestion. First name is Alex. And he says, concerning all these national monuments that are being taken down, how come nobody is taking down this monument at the front of the UN building in New York City? And, of course, we know which monument that is, don't we? That's it, the twisted gun barrel. Or they have a handgun there, and they got the barrel twisted in a knot. And that's got to be one long barrel, you know, to be able that much material to twist it in. This is almost like some kind of a, you know, Joker gun from the first Batman, that shooting the plane down with it. Pop. No, that's a kind of a strange sculpture there, but of course it is very well guarded. I've been there. They don't even like for you to take pictures of that. At least they didn't when we were there, because we were there as part of a counter protest when they were trying to push through the UN arms trade treaty. And use the Aurora, Colorado shooting as a basis to do that. It had all kind of blown up. It was a long running scam, false flag, you know, problem and solution. Let's see. We have a solution that we want to impose on people. And that is, we've got to get rid of the Second Amendment in the United States. And we've got to make sure that we are identifying everybody and tracing everybody. And we know that people are going to have a problem with that. And so we have to have a justification. Oh, I know. We can do the Gunwalker program, which also became the Fast and Furious program. But the Gunwalker program was not just an Obama-era thing. It goes back to George W. Bush. And so this Gunwalker program, which blew up in the Fast and Furious instantiation of it, was the idea that they were going to show that gun violence was because we couldn't control the flow of small arms. And, of course, the UN has been about controlling that. There you go. That must be the gun. Good job, guys. You know which one I'm talking about. I think that's the gun that they twisted there for that, UN thing. They must have gotten the idea from watching the first Batman movie. Because, you know, if you can take a pop gun like that, you can shoot down a plane with just one shot. I mean, that's the one that we got to tie in a knot. But, they wanted to make sure that they could impose the UN Arms Trade Treaty, which was going to track every firearm, every small arm in every country. And of course, the country that they're focused on is America. And so they started the Gunwalker program. That was going to give them their problem. Unfortunately for them, it kind of blew up in their face when a federal agent was killed with one of these smuggled arms. And the New York Times even pointed out that it was a false flag created by the federal government so they could have an excuse to enact the UN Arms Trade Treaty. And so they had already scheduled a meeting to do something about this that blew up in their face. And lo and behold, exactly 1 week before they were going to do the vote, you had the big shooting in Aurora, Colorado to give more momentum to that gun control bill. Fortunately, it didn't work. But when I was there, we were trying to get pictures of that. Oh, they were very carefully guarding that monument there. So, yeah, he says, I'd like to see Trump or Patriots remove this statue and kick the UN out of our country's soil. Well, I'd like to see that, too. Unfortunately, the Democrats are pushing to increase funding to the UN. And they're trying to tie it into the stimulus relief bill, or whatever you want to call this, crony capitalism, corruption. They're trying to tie that into that bill, you know, because we don't want the UN to be shut down and go out of business because of coronavirus. So, yeah, it looks like the Democrats want to escalate that because they like that statue. That's the one statue they really do. That one and the Lenin statue that is, was it in Seattle or Portland, one of those two places? I had another individual listening to the show who works for Delta Airlines, and he's sent me information before about how they are pushing this on the people who work for Delta, the employees. And this is the way it's going to be done, folks. It's the way it's going to be done. And then the fact that the CEO of Delta said, oh, you've got a medical issue, you can't wear a mask? Okay, well, we're going to get a doctor on the phone, and you talk to him about it before we're going to let you fly. It's like, oh, really? You're going to do an over-the-phone medical exam of me by a doctor that you pay for because you don't want people to get on your planes without masks. Okay, got what this is all about here. What a sham. What a sham that is. And so he says, now the CEO of Delta is publicly bragging about the fact they've blacklisted over 100 passengers who cannot wear or will not wear a mask, even if local governments like Georgia are pro-choice. Because, you know, Delta is headquartered in Atlanta, I believe, still. He has no regard for passengers' health or his employees' health because as of yesterday, he said, quote, employees are expected, uppercase, expected to test for COVID-19. So he wants the government to get their false numbers pumped up so badly that he's willing to subject healthy people to false tests or possibly lose your job. And he goes, and here's the pattern, and it's being set first by the airlines. And he's exactly right. Listen to the flow that we've seen with this. Masks are voluntary by employees and passengers. Not enough people participate, so now masks are mandatory. Temperature taking of employees. Well, it's voluntary. Well, nobody decides to volunteer, so they make it mandatory. Then they're going to test for the virus. Oh, it's going to be voluntary for employees. Well, they don't volunteer, so now it is expected. And if not enough are participating, it will soon be mandatory. When the vaccine arrives, it'll be voluntary until not enough employees do it, and then it will become mandatory. And this is the way this is all happening. It's all being rolled out. And it's being rolled out through the corporations and especially through the airlines. Because, again, going back to 9/11, they had already put together their Model State Emergency Power Health Act and pushed it out to the states. And now you've got President Trump modeling the masks for everybody after they pushed through the Model State Emergency Powers Act 20 years ago because they knew this was coming. They knew they were pushing this out. And then there's another aspect of this that I think is interesting as you see it in the airlines, the cashless aspect of this. As one of the headlines I saw last week, I thought it was great. Imagine this, a virus that is so mysterious and so powerful that it makes the makes cash disappear, makes coins disappear, frankly. They've all disappeared. We have banks and retailers putting this out. As a matter of fact, somebody put out a Photoshopped BLM charge. No, that was basically Kroger's on that receipt. That was basically Kroger's rounding up because they say they don't have any change. So they're going to round up the amount that they charge you in another effort to discourage people from using cash. Well, if you use cash and it's 501, we'll just round it up to $6. How about that? That'll teach you to handle that dirty money. We don't want to handle your dirty money. So what's going on in the airlines? Well, he points out that they said, well, beer and wine are back for first class and comfort plus only. Let main cabin passengers know that unfortunately we cannot serve them any, however, because we're working on a contactless form of payment. Because now credit cards are not safe to use. At first it was a paper cash, it's infected with virus. Then it's like, oh, now somehow the Federal Reserve just can't find the coins anymore. They've all disappeared. And now the credit cards are not there. Because it's not just about a cashless society. It's about tracking everything that you do. As he points out, the airlines have been and will be and currently are at the forefront of this technocratic control and tyranny. And so if you complain about this, he says there's airline employees who are complaining about hypoxia every day. Can't breathe, right? They complain to each other about it, but they won't stand up to the company. And that's the way that it goes down. That's the way these people get exactly what they want. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks. folks. We've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you. So don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be innovation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, they want global governance, don't they? The globalists. And so they have to have a global problem. That's what allows you to get global governance. Well, it could be climate change, or it could be some kind of a global pandemic. But whatever it is, its solution is always the same. You have to have the UN smart cities. We got all that. Universal basic income. Jobs being taken by AI and robots. The elites controlling everything, owning everything. The elites, the only ones allowed to have any businesses, all of the same stuff that's there. And then, of course, there's also ID 2020. Got to give everybody a global ID. That was Bill Gates's idea, and he wants to do it this year. It looks like they're right on schedule to do that. The eugenics aspect of his longtime dream of vaccination, as well as the making sure that everybody everywhere gets every vaccine. That's the IA 2030 agenda of Gavi and Gates. And looks like we're well on our way to that as well. When you look at what's happening in the UK, as Zero Hedge points out, first they ordered the public to stay at home in order to save the NHS, the National Health System, to save lives. And now that the virus has disappeared from public health statistics, the government of Boris Johnson is ordering the nation to wear face masks. There you go. Just like here at home. Boris Johnson and Donald Trump joining in, even as it's disappearing, in spite of what you see on CNN and the Drudge Report. It is disappearing. The case fatality rate here in Texas, as I pointed out, I'll point out again, same day that the Texas Health Department official at the top was saying, well, now you're going to need to start voluntarily wearing your masks inside your own home. And his own Department of Health here in Texas released statistics showing that the flu in 2018 and 2019 had 3 to 4 times the number of fatalities that they're reporting for COVID-19. And at the same time, this year, flu is still much larger than COVID-19 in Texas and in the U.S., according to the CDC's inflated statistics, counting people shot in the head, killed on motorcycles, and everything else. But no, we now have to add masks, and they're doing it in the UK because this is a globalist agenda. This is a globalist agenda that's being used even to push into areas, like I said, Thailand, Cambodia, other places where they don't have any epidemic at all. They're using this to push their agenda. As Peter Hitchens in the UK says, they deliberately stirred up excessive fear at the beginning, which has completely changed the nature of the country, the UK. What we had before was a country that used to be focused around the disciplines of work, used to be used to the disciplines of commuting, and now that link has been broken. So they've got people who, we don't need to work anymore, and we don't need to travel or go anywhere. We just stay locked up. That was the agenda from the very beginning. And it's not just a Stockholm syndrome where these people are joining in with it. And this is a very troubling thing. As we see a poll, majority of voters support the mask mandate. Yeah, that's Stockholm syndrome for you, isn't it? Except Stockholm people didn't wear masks this time. It's the rest of the world that got Stockholm syndrome from Fauci and his lies. But the majority of voters, according to a Morning Consult and Politico poll released this week, they support mask mandates and they want them punished by fines or jail time because this is the way you get excessive police force. First, you start with excessive, ridiculous laws. And then when people complain about how this is not a legitimate law, they get upset. They don't want to comply. Then the police who enforce it or whoever it is that's enforcing it starts to use force and it gets excessive. Here's an example of somebody who doesn't want to wait for the police to use excessive force. They used it themselves. You have a couple in San Diego sitting at a picnic table in a park eating a sandwich. And a woman walks up and maces the man in the face. Here's the video, video clip number 4. This is somebody filming it after it has happened, but they talked about
what
happened.
What are you doing? You cannot be serious. You just maced him? You just maced him and their food because you disagreed. Don't worry, I'm videotaping. Don't worry. I'm not going to.
That's not okay.
This is not for.
And she's running away, but this woman who's got the camera follows her.
What's wrong with
her phone? Camera phone.
That is wrong. You can't go around doing
it. It's okay, guys. This is her.
Listen to the woman crying in the background. People
don't
got
worry,
mace.
I got it. You weren't defending yourself, lady, and I've got this.
Did she hurt her?
No, I didn't do anything.
She didn't do anything.
All right, so the woman who you heard crying in the background, of course, the lady with the cell phone says, what are you doing? You can't do that. And then she just, I'm entitled to do that because I've got a mask and they don't, right? This is what it's turned into. This is not, folks, the Stockholm syndrome. I want to call this, for lack of a better term, let's call it the Berlin syndrome. People acting like they are East German Stasi. Yeah, the Berlin syndrome. Nazis, Stasis, whatever you want to call it. And everybody's going to take the, you know, going to get in on board with this. We want fines. We want jail time. And if the police won't do it, because we do have some police in Indiana say they're not going to enforce the governor's there who's put out a mask order. Good for them. See, that's what has to happen. But if the police won't enforce it, well, you're going to have these, somebody like this Stasi woman. Woman says she just came up to me without saying anything and stuck the mace can right in front of my face. My husband, being a good guy, walked in front of her and was like, hey, calm down. Don't do this. Then she grabbed him and just started macing him in the face. And she used the entire can on him. The entire can. Well, I hope this woman, they say, well, we want her to go to jail. She assaulted my husband and I'm angry about it. People don't need to be getting assaulted for not wearing a mask in a public outdoor area. And they had the mask off because they were eating. This is the insanity of when you walk into a dentist's office. No, sorry, you can't walk back here to the dentist chair without putting on your mask first. Then you can take it off. Or you walk into a restaurant, as my wife and I did, and everybody is seated in the restaurant. The restaurant was full. And nobody had a mask on at the table. But I had to put on a mask so that I could sit down and then take off the mask like everybody else. That is not science. That is psychology. That is beyond people who have embraced being beyond freedom and dignity. This is Skinner-esque behavioral control. You put on that mask and you obey the government. You obey me because I'm now the enforcer of the government. I am the little person in the restaurant, or I'm the person at the gate for the airlines, and you're going to do what I say, or I'm going to find a way to punish you. Ramming people with shopping carts in retail areas. This is not Stockholm syndrome. This is beyond this. This is a Berlin syndrome. All these people who are enforcers. I want to talk a little bit about, and this is something completely different, but I had a listener send me a package not too long ago and saying, I've gotten three packages and here's the packaging. We've blurred out the address there so you can't see their package, their address. But I've gotten three different times. I've gotten a mask, a little, N95 mask sent to me from China. I didn't order it. This is really strange. And now there are reports across the country of people being sent from China, packages of seeds. And the return address on the package is always from China. And what it says on the identification of the contents, it always says jewelry, even though it's seeds. And so a lot of people are saying, this is really strange. It's not a joke. I just got one and so forth. And the departments of agriculture in Virginia, Utah, Kansas, Arizona, Louisiana have all talked about this. They said, right now, we're not certain what types of seeds are in the package. Out of caution, we're urging anyone who receives a package that has not been ordered, please leave it immediately. We need to identify the seeds to ensure that they do not pose a risk to the agricultural industry or to the environment or to you. I mean, this is really bizarre. But again, this is China. This is China. And I think the seminal issue is not even the release of a virus, but the release of what they have done, the modeling that they have done for their citizens that we have now adopted in the U.S. Folks, we still have our Christmas in July sale. Only a couple of days left. It's going to end at the end of the week. 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points for discounts in the future. Many products that are very essential to your health and well-being. Things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. We have Winter Sun Plus, our vitamin D. Make sure your immune system is in the best possible shape it can be. That's also 50% off. Many other products, BioTruth Selenium, Chill Force, InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, double Patriot points.